The Seawalk will be built in three phases, from the bridge to Centennial Hall, then on the green strip along Crescent Harbor, and then from Crescent Harbor over to Sitka National Historical Park. The first phase of the project centers on the green strip. The 5-foot-wide sidewalk there will be replaced by an 8-foot-wide meandering pathway that includes additional seating and landscape features. That phase is estimated to cost $390,000, and the city hopes work will be completed by the end of June. At Wednesday's chamber luncheon, City Public Works Operations Manager Scott Berlinski presented an overview of the plan and then fielded questions. And he got a lot of questions. Chamber Executive Director Sheila Finkenbinder asked Berlinski why the city is starting with the green strip rather than the pathway to the national park.
I walked from Crescent Harbor down to the national park the other day and was really reminded that you come to a dead end on the existing sidewalk, have to get from there to the road, to a sidewalk, and across the street, and how nice it would be to have this portion first. Can you answer why we're not going there first?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's not the first time it's come up, but we are, as Sheila's accurately observing, we're rebuilding the portion that currently exists rather than building these new non-existent portions. And the reason is that two portions that don't exist at all yet, there'd be pretty difficult permitting and land acquisition issues in some cases to make those projects happen. So they would be on a 1 to 3 year time frame. So, but the Crescent Harbor site, on the other hand, we already have control of that. It is a site that, you know, I think in a lot of people's judgment, you know, would be enhanced by these improvements, and that was the reason to do it, because we can't really, you know, without a lot of impediments.
Others wanted to know whether improvements could be made to the parking lot near Crescent Harbor. If the city's going to be paving in the area already, why not take care of two birds with one batch of concrete? City Administrator Jim Dinley chimed in from the audience and said by law, the city can only spend cruise ship tax money on things that add to the safety, transportation, and efficiency of cruise ship passengers.
If it doesn't reach that, then we can't legally spend that money on a project. We can't justify expanding that parking lot because a cruise ship passenger doesn't come by car.
Some disagreed with Dinley's assessment, saying that while cruise ship passengers don't use the money themselves, those who provide services to the passengers do. And then someone brought up the money itself.
Did you ever consider an alternative ways of spending these funds?
That's Olga Borland, who owns the Random House gift store on Lincoln Street and the Russian American Company store inside the Bayview building. She's one of many business owners who says the tax is driving cruise business away from Southeast Alaska. She wanted to know how spending the cruise tax money could help compensate her for the loss of business she feels it's causing.
And my answer to that would be, how to increase the traffic of a cruise ship passenger in Sitka? How do we get back to 260,000 passengers per summer or more? And my feeling is that sidewalk experience and the bathroom experience is not going to double the passenger numbers.
Instead, she proposed giving the money back to the cruise passengers in the form of discounts they could use to shop in town. Berlinski answered her by saying that the projects the city has in mind are designed to make visiting Sitka a more pleasant experience, which is good for merchants.
We had tourism 100 years ago, and I think we're going to have tourism 100 years from now. And these improvements we're doing, I look at things like this, are, you know, 30 to 50 year improvements for the town. And there might be a downturn in cruise visitors for the next few years, several years, whatever. But in the long view, if we make Sitka a good town with these kind of improvements, I think it's going to support the visitor industry to this community.
You can link to the city's tourism plan, including the proposed Seawalk improvements, by visiting our website, kcaw.org. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.